That's our ring. Time for Love and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, after Abner was removed from office as notary public, Lum decided it was time to appeal to the town council and urged the alderman to help remove the stigma that Pine Ridge was run poorly. Something must be done to prove that the little city was really progressive. However, in trying to do this, Lum found out that the alderman had failed to hold meetings during the last 2 years, and that the mayor had moved away and left the town with no one in office. Whereupon, Citizen Lum determined to do something about this deplorable situation. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, did you ever stop and think about all the people you know who have colds? Well, if you did, you wouldn't be surprised that a recent reliable survey estimates that during the winter, there are not less than 15 million people in this country who have colds. Yes, you'll be lucky to escape a cold this winter. And that's why this is sound advice.
Be careful when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold.
Now, if you catch cold, the first thing you want is relief from that miserable, headachy, feverish feeling. Well, you like the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. And here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest. Eat wisely, dress warmly, and stay out of dress. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat which often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. Get a large family-sized package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. And then, follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. And remember,
be careful when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot 'em Down store. Lum has just returned from a session with the alderman.
Yeah, well, hurry up, Lum. Tell me all about it. Now, what happened at the meeting?
Well, wait a minute. Let me get my hat off first.
Well, hurry up. Get it off. Are they going to do anything about Pine Ridge?
Oh, you bet your life they are.
Well, did you talk to them about me?
About you?
Yeah. You said yesterday you'd try to do something about getting me back into public office again.
Oh, yeah. I did mention that, didn't I?
Yeah, Lum, I've just got to get some kind of an office since I got thrown out of my notary public's job. What did you figure out for him?
Well, to be right honest, Edna, we never did get around to that subject.
Didn't get around? Well, Lum, you said you were going to. Promise me, I think.
Well, yeah, but I meant sometime later we'd take that up. I had more important things to discuss today.
Lum, you don't know how important this is to me. I've just got to get something else before I dare tell Elizabeth I've been unimpeached out of office.
Well, yeah, that's importance to you, but this other is importance to everybody in Pine Ridge. Every citizen, every man, woman, and child. Fact is, them some of the words I used in my speech this morning.
Oh, you made a regular speech, huh?
Did I? You ought to have been there and heard me. I stood up there and I said...
Who all was there, Lum?
Oh, the two aldermen we got left, Luther Phillips and Grimy Ludlow, and Ollie Ziegler was there. He's secretary of the board of aldermen, you know.
Yeah, who else?
Oh, just a few of the leading citizens. Ezra C. Strunk and Earl Pomeroy and Eugene Blevins and a few others. Anyway, I said, John...
Well, didn't you mention my name just one time?
No, I never. Oh. I said, John, gentlemen, the time has come when we have to take Pine Ridge by the horns and pull it out of the frying pan into the fire.
Huh?
Gentlemen, I said, conditions and situations in our community have come to the end of the rope.
Huh.
One more straw, I said, will break the camel. And so, gentlemen, I...
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric. Come in.
Howdy, sisters. Hubble, hubble.
Huh?
Anybody want to ride to the county seat? I'm getting ready to hit the road.
No, I don't believe so, Cedric. I just listened to Lum give his speech that he gave to the alderman this morning. You want to stay and hear it. Go ahead, Lum. Cedric wants to hear it. I know he does.
No, not now, Abner.
Go on now. It's interesting.
Well, I ain't got time to listen now, no way. I got to be on my way.
Well, what are you going into the county seat for, Cedric? Going to buy something?
Oh, Natch.
Huh?
I'm going to buy me a waffle grind.
Well, Going to iron yourself up a batch of waffles, huh?
Well, I'm figured on getting into the waffle racket, me and Gomer Bates.
You mean you're going in partnerships and sell them waffles?
Yes, Mom. It was sort of Gomer's idea. See, we're going into it 50-50.
Huh.
He's putting up the brains and I'm putting up the money.
You're putting up the money? Well, that don't sound like much of a good deal to me, Cedric.
Well, it didn't to Gomer neither, so I'm putting up the waffle iron, too.
Huh?
And the root beer, of course. And then I'm going to furnish a place for us to set up business in.
Well, lo me, that sounds like a lopsided deal to me.
Yeah, I'd say somebody's sure getting the best of that.
Why, sure.
Yeah, well, I think so, too, but don't tell Gomer. He thinks it's 50-50.
Huh?
I sure put one over on him, boy. Him and his brains.
Yeah. Well, where about you going to set up this business, Cedric?
Oh, I think I can get one corner of Papa's blacksmith shop.
A waffle stand and a blacksmith shop?
Yes, Mom, I figured that'd be handy there.
Handy for what?
Oh, I don't know. I just figured it'd be handy.
Well, you've got some more figuring to do there, I believe, Cedric. Of course, I reckon you could put a little oats in the batter and feed them to the horses.
You see. The way they taste is any sign Luke Spears has done taking up that idea.
Feeding waffles to horses?
No, putting oats in.
Oh.
Never knowed you're supposed to put oats in waffles. I better take a note of that and tell it to my partner, Gomer.
Oh.
Well, I got to be going.
Well, now, Cedric, are you sure you can get one of them waffle irons? I don't know whether the stores have got them things in stock yet or not.
Well, they got one at the hardware store in there at the county seat, and I know I can get that one.
Well, how do you know you can? They just got one. I bound you there's 100 other folks that want to buy that, too.
Well, we done thought of that, but Gomer told me what to do.
Gomer, huh?
Yeah, he's the brains, you know.
Yeah.
He said for me to offer him $15 or $20 over the regular price, and then they'd be sure to sell it to us.
Oh.
See, I'm putting up the money.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have good luck, Cedric.
Just a minute here, Cedric. I'm ashamed of you for even saying a thing like that.
Mom?
Well, what's wrong with that, Mom? He's got the money to pay for it.
That's one of the troubles. Lots of folks have got money to pay for stuff right now.
Gomer ain't, but he's got brains.
Yeah.
And they're out trying to buy things that are scarce. And on account of them being scarce, they're willing to pay higher prices. And the minute they do that, inflation starts. And believe me, that ain't no laughing matter.
Well, now, how else is Cedric going to get a waffle iron in?
Well, in the first place, if the fellow that runs the hardware store is a law-abiding citizen, he won't take no extra $10 or $15.
Oh.
There's still such a thing as ceiling prices. Anybody that pays over ceiling prices is just heading the country for a finance ruin.
Huh. Gosh, I never aimed on ruining the whole country, Mr. Lowe.
Well, that's the trouble. A lot of folks don't realize what damage they might be doing.
Well, I still don't know how Cedric's going to get one of them waffle irons over.
Well, if he can't get one at the regular price, then he's just got to be patient and wait till more of them kind of things gets on the market. Now, he's lived this long without a waffle iron. We've all got to work together in this fight against inflation. You understand that?
Yes, Mom. Well, I don't know what I'll tell my partner, Gomer, though.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'll tell you, Cedric. We got one of them waffle irons over at our place. Hardly ever use it. Elizabeth generally makes pancakes anyway. Why don't you just borrow that till you can get one of your own?
Can we, sure enough?
Why, sure, said you just go on over there at the place and tell Elizabeth I said you could have it.
Well, much obliged.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'll get a sack of oats and we can go right into production today. So long.
So long. Don't get that boy.
So I said, gentlemen,
huh?
We have reached a crisis in the affairs of our community.
What are you talking about?
That speech I gave this morning to the alderman.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that was a good one, all right, Mom. Yes, sir. That was good. Interesting.
I ain't told it to you yet.
Well, go ahead and tell it to me. I'm anxious to know what you said anyway, I reckon.
Sir, I said plenty, I'll tell you that.
You did, huh?
One of the best speeches I ever give. If I do say so myself.
Well.
Wish I'd have got to finish it.
Well, didn't you finish it?
No, see, some of the fellers is in sort of a hurry, and they interrupted me and asked me if I'd cut it short.
Oh.
Come to the point.
Uh-huh.
I had a good hour and a half worth of speech left to go.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. I heard you when you get started. You can talk long, I'll say that.
No, I got quite a bit of it done, though, before they stopped me. I told them this was the worst run town in the whole country.
Good for you.
Told them we just had two aldermen left and no mayor at all.
Did they recollect that Howard Polk, our old mayor, had moved to Oklahoma now?
Well, they all tried to make out like they knowed it all along and was planning to do something about it, but I could tell.
Well, they sure slow planners, I'll say that for them. About 4 years ago, Mr. Polk moved away from here.
I told him that, too.
Good for you.
He
glad
come
you
right out flat-footed and said so.
May say, Barnett.
Gentlemen, I said, I'm just a plain citizen. But when the time comes for me to see my duty, I rise up on my hind feet and shoulder the responsibility.
Hooray!
I worked on my own way up to the top of the ladder as a leading business executive and member of the community. A self-made man, I told him. I owe my success to hard work and honesty.
Well?
Even as a kid of a boy, whilst walking 6 miles to school every morning in 3 foot of snow, barefooted.
I was wondering how long you were going to start talking there before you got into that part of your speech.
Abner, don't interrupt me.
Well, I know as long as you told him about walking barefoot through snow every morning, why, you could have told him about me wanting to get back into public office.
Abner, if you want to hear this speech of mine, you've got to hush up and stop interrupting me.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. What did you say next?
Well, let's see. I said,
don't get barefoot in the snow. Wouldn't mention my name.
I believe right there is where they stopped me.
Well, I can sure understand it.
Just when I was getting to the interesting part, too. Just as I was getting hot.
Yeah. Well, what happened after you got done talking to me? Hey, all just get up and go home?
No, sir. Not on your life, they never. In my speech, I demanded action, and I, grannies, I got it. What was that?
They told you out, huh? Yeah. Oh, something fell back there in the feed room. The boy just sat in feed back there, coming from the wholesale house. What it is. You mean they sold you right out of the meeting?
No, of course not. They passed the resolutions right then and there that they're going to hold a general election.
Election?
Yes, sir. For mayor. Oh. And any other office that ain't filled.
Oh, well, good for them. Good for them. When's it
going
to be?
Well, pretty soon now. They're going to set a date for it at the next alderman's meeting. I guess now you'll see how much good I done this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
When L. Eddard sets out to do something, my granny, he gets it done.
Yeah, he done all right, Mom. Who are they going to run for mayor?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it'll be... Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Don't bother me right now, Abner. I think I'm getting a hidey.
Well, I wonder why you're squinting up your eyes that way.
Well, the county judge squints his up whenever he thinks of it.
Yeah,
I believe I've got it, Abner.
What?
You've been wanting to get back in public office. I, granny, you may be our next mayor.
Well, what kind of an idea has Lum now? You don't suppose he has some secret political ambition? I wonder. Well, join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, to be able to drift into restful sleep after a hard day at work is one of the greatest gifts nature has given to man. Sometimes, however, the luxury of sleep passes us by, and we just toss and turn all night. Well, when an occasional restless, sleepless night comes your way, remember Miles Nervine. Miles Nervine is a mild but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves. It's been making good for over 60 years. Use it next time you're jittery and cranky from sleeplessness. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality product. Caution used only as directed. So see your druggist today. Remember, Nervine, Miles Nervine.